Hello, you, and welcome to Conversations with Jay podcast. Happy Eid to all the Muslims out there. In this episode, I talk about life in my 20s and how I'm navigating it. I hope you can relate and enjoy this episode. My room appeared bigger before. Before, when I was 4 feet and below. And it's not only in the physical but mental as well. Before, I had less thoughts to unpack, so there was always space for more. But now I am being suffocated. The little corner of my bed feels more of a trap than a safe place. 23 years. That's how long I've been here. 23 years of everything I know and have experienced has been witnessed by the four walls of my bedroom. My smiles, my tears, my wins, my losses, and everything else in between float about around me. I once found comfort in this, but now I am terrified of it. Lately, childhood memories are swimming up to the surface of my thoughts. I know they're mine, but it feels like I'm watching them from the outside. They feel foreign. Like I'm just an observer of someone else's life, and yet it is mine. I am beginning to feel like a new person every day, and I feel a detachment from my old self. I do not know what to leave behind or what to hold on to. All these years before, I thought I was changing, but I was only growing up. I was still the same person, but just a year older, a foot taller, and an ass bigger. But ever since I turned 20, 21, 22, and now 23, I believe it's what they call exponential growth or whatever. My mind used to take steps, but now it's jumping miles. Since this is a new level of the game of life, I'm not afraid to admit that I am both excited and scared, determined and confused, scared and trusting. Everything, everywhere, all at once. And everyone from my family, friends, teachers, employers, and strangers has something to say.
20 is for you. 20 is
20s one time. And then it's over. You only get to learn those lessons and meet those people.
If there is something
in your 20s is like, I'm so young, but I'm so old. I should do
things I wish I knew in my early 20s.
What would you say to people in their early 20s?
Who should I listen to then? Meanwhile, in addition to figuring out my developing identity, there's external factors to deal with. The family and friends who you cannot do life without but are making you question that life. I've never been a carrier of low-frequency friends, but what happens now when you start vibrating on another wavelength than some of your closest friends, your ride-or-die kind of friends? No, I don't mean this in terms of financial or any other petty aspect. I mean it in the soul's disconnecting aspect. The part of the story where the cloth that binds people tears and wears to threads, and one day, it shall be no more, because it's time up. I'm at a point where I scrapped away the word tolerate in the vocabulary that governs my life, and it's not only with romantic relationships anymore. It cuts across, but the knife is now closer and it's threatening at the edges of my closer circle. If I want my boundaries respected and standards held high, it should apply for everyone I choose to stay and witness the new shades of me. But what if I don't even evolve because my fear to let go and speak up is greater than my self-love? If you don't know who I really am or who I have been, how would you then know who I am becoming? So the question I ask myself, is it worth it? Am I worth it if I do everything right and live by the book written by some ancestors who I am forever indebted to because they paved the way for the life I live now? Will I be woman enough, worthy of marriage and the blessing of a successful life if I do all the house chores ever invented? Will I become a legacy because of how good of a wife I could cook and mop the floors, receive the Nobel Prize for world's greatest cleaner and wife of the century because I woke up early on the weekend to fulfill my role as a woman? Again, don't get me wrong. Like Cleopatra and all the other great women who inspired me to date did not make history by following the tale of Njabala. And I need all parents to understand this. Your child not prioritizing chores, top of the morning, a weekend morning, does not make them lazy and unhygienic and a failure at their future. You might know more through experience, but remember that at my age, it was your first time and somehow you made it using whatever worked for you. I am your child and 50% match your DNA, but I am not you. I know you want the best for me, but I also want the best for me too. I know you love me, but I love me too. I know I shall always be your child, but now I am an adult too. It's not juggling school and toys and birthday parties at Garden City anymore. It's trying to find a balance between two jobs and keeping my creativity alive. It's about managing finances because I cannot depend solely on you anymore. It is about heartbreaks and constant healing. It's about making mistakes and facing the consequences. Falling down and getting up, it never stops. So before you get mad at me for not doing my laundry, which shall be done by someone else, get mad at why I haven't created visuals in a month or so, because that is the someone I want to be. I'm just trying to breathe when I get away from everything outside home, but I'm now hiding behind my bedroom door, which is not as helpful anymore. Nobody fully knows who I am anymore. Not because I am hiding, but because they don't want to learn the new me. And I live in dread because this is just 23. That's it from today's episode. If you're in your 20s, I hope you feel seen and heard and have faith that we shall make it through like we always have. Ciao.